Look, I finally got a bite. I bet this is going to be the biggest fish ever. Whoa, he's hard to reel in.
Fishing is sometimes boring and sometimes exciting. And fishing for people can be that way too. Do you like to go fishing? I'm Zach, and this is listener-supported Keys for Kids. You know, Jesus had a lot of friends who were fishermen, so when he told them to fish for people, they knew exactly what he meant. In Matthew 4:19, he said, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." Well, that's what our story is about. It's called Keep Fishing. Reuben sighed. He wished a fish would take the bait on his hook. At last, the bobber began to jiggle. "I finally got a bite!" Reuben jerked the pole quickly, but there was no fish, and most of the bait was gone. "That must be the big one that got away," Grandpa said with a chuckle, as he handed Reuben a fresh worm to put on the hook. "Don't give up. Try again." A little while later, Reuben pulled up his line again. "I got one this time!" He took a fish off the hook and put it in the pail of water. "You sure did," said Grandpa. "Let's see how many more we can catch." After Reuben and Grandpa caught several more fish, Grandpa put the oars in place and rowed for shore. "Jesus talked to his disciples about fishing," Grandpa said as he pulled on the oars. "Some of them fished for a living, so they understood fish talk. Do you remember what Jesus said they should do?" "He told them to fish for people," Reuben grinned. "But how do you do that, Grandpa? People don't eat worms." Grandpa laughed. "That's true. So you need to offer them a different kind of food, spiritual food. You offer them the bread of life, and that's what Jesus called himself, remember? He's the only one who can satisfy our souls and give us true life." Reuben thought about that for a moment. "People don't always want to bite, though." "No, they don't," said Grandpa. "Some don't want to hear about Jesus at all. Others are like the fish that just nibble. They're curious at first, but lose interest after a while. But," Grandpa's eyes sparkled like the water around the boat, "other people are like the fish we caught. They want to know all they can and eventually decide to trust Jesus as their Savior." He pointed to the fish in the bucket. "We kept on fishing even though they weren't biting at first, right? And it paid off. We need to keep fishing for people, too." Reuben grinned as he admired the fish they had caught. "So even when it seems like they're not biting, we have to keep telling people about Jesus." Well, how about you? Do you fish for people? What that means is, do you share your faith and tell others about Jesus and how much he loves them? It can be frustrating when people don't seem to want to listen, but don't give up. Let others know what he's doing in your life, maybe by mentioning a prayer that was answered or a Bible verse that helped you during a rough time. Most importantly, keep praying for those who don't know Jesus and keep showing them his love. Our key verse is Matthew 4:19.
"Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people."
And our key thought for today, fish for people.
Hey, Zach. My parents had to cancel all vacation, and I feel sad and frustrated. Any advice?
Hi, Ava. It's tough. When the Apostle Paul was writing his letter to the Philippians, he told them to rejoice in the Lord always. Now, rejoice is just a fancy word that means to be glad or happy. Paul was able to say this because of the grace and mercy that God showed him by saving him from sin. He wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always," while he was in prison for preaching about Jesus. He was even happy in jail. So even though it's difficult, try to remember all the good things that God has given to you. Thanks for sending your question, Ava. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.